Make sure you tune in to Sunday School with Willie Spears right here on K100 at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be a great opportunity. We provide a little inspiration, some motivation, and some encouragement. We want to do everything we can to add value to your life. So keep it locked right here to K100 to hear your boy. That's right, it's me, Willie Spears. I want to help you in every area of life, baby. Bring a little love to your life. You know how we do. Keep it locked. You can hear children praying. You can hear the greatest shout-outs you ever heard for your favorite HBCU, and so much more. Live interviews and great, great music at the one and only station for the greatest music, the greatest vibe, the greatest DJs right here on K100. It's Sunday School with Willie Spears.
Keep it locked to K100 and Sunday School with Willie Spears.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100
Radio. All right,
Radio.
Let's get to it. What up, ladies and gentlemen? What's good? You know the drill.
K100, you bad
one. What's happening? K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you guys for rocking out with us for another one of our direct line interviews. Welcome again.
Let me get my background music lit up, though. Hold on a second. There we go.
So listen, welcome everybody to another segment, man. You know how we do when we rock out over here on K100 Radio with our direct line interviews. We chop it up with some really talented up-and-coming artists a lot of times. Sometimes we chop it up with different people, but for the most part, you know how we do over here. We're a platform for the independent artists, so that's what we normally highlight. So today on K100 Radio, we're going to be rocking with another diva, all right? Let me get ready to bring her on the air real quick. This is Kenice Taylor. Kenice, what's up, babe? Welcome to the show. What's happening?
Hey, thank you. What's going on with you, Blizzard?
Man, chilling. So listen, it's good to be here with you. I'm going to give you the floor, and I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself to our listening audience. Go ahead. You got it.
Hey, okay. Thank you so much again for having me on. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. My name is Kenice Taylor, and I pretty much, I just came out with another album, another project that I'm working on. So I'm definitely just trying to, get it out there, see how you guys like it. I'm really loving the vibe. I'm loving being in this, in the music and getting into what I really love to do and what I want to do and what's close to me and what I'm passionate about. So it's really big, and I'm really excited to share it with everybody. So.
All right, that's what's up. So I know you've been at it for a while now. I know you guys have been working hard over there. With the family, with the crew, with Millie Up. Shout out to all those guys over there and everybody that's rocking with you, of course, Carolina George, the homie. You guys have been working, really hard to get this music. So tell me about that. Tell me about that path. Like how hard was it to finally get to the point where you guys are getting ready to put this project out? Because you guys have had it for a minute. It took a minute to get together.
So
Let's talk about it.
It's a lot of history behind it, but... as far as me, I've always liked to do music. Like, I was in chorus in high school and everything, when I was younger. So I learned how to read music and, play a little bit and do some things. But modeling kind of took over, when I was pretty young, doing, Daisy Bailey catalogs, and my aunt was a model. And my aunt was a model or whatever, and... I just started doing that, and I kind of took that route, even though I was still writing. Like, I had some, I've been in poetry books, when I was younger. I've won so many awards, writing and things like that, and I don't know. I just stuck to modeling to a certain extent, so it kind of helped me prepare for the industry. But when it came to music, it was just, I was just starting out. I was so shy about it. And I had wrote and put together, an album years ago, a long time ago. And I was like, bump it. I'm going to go ahead and drop it. Forget it. I don't care about the quality. Everybody's like, oh, the quality. I was like, yeah, because I recorded it in my room.
Right.
But I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to do good music. Somebody might have liked it. It actually with some songs from back then got licensed. Like, it's crazy how things work. You just have to have faith in yourself and do what you're going to do. And, you know, doing that kind of helped me learn more about how I needed to go, what I needed to do, the path I needed to take. And I realized that I had a big team behind me because the team, you know, like George, they all did music. You know what I'm saying? I guess they just was looking for somebody to just follow through, do what they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, sometimes you just lead somebody. And I was like, yo, I have a whole team that's like, I have producers. You know, I have everybody that's like, yeah, I work, I got you. So I kind of, you know, got out of my shell and was like, you know what, I'm going to just go for it and take it serious. And plus, like, modeling, you know, I was saying it not too long ago in my live, but I was like, I don't want to deter anybody's dream, but if you're going to do it later on in life, like, you have to have something that you're pushing with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I was modeling younger, I just wanted to, I knew I wasn't going to, that wasn't something that I had planned to do forever, so I had to build on it. And writing and music is timeless, you know what I'm saying? And it's something that I love to do. And that's how it kind of came about. So I did this project, I worked on it. You know, it's 19 songs on this album. You know, still writing.
That's a lot of songs. That's a lot of songs for like an initial offering. Yeah, for initial offering for people. That's a lot of songs. So you know, you must have had a lot to get off your chest. Like 19 songs when you first pop out is a lot. Like that's a lot of content in a song. So like what's your inspiration? Because I know you probably had real life stuff going on, but when you got a craft to put together a project and it's 19 songs, that's a long time. That's a lot of airplane time. So, like, what's in the project? What did you have to get off your chest that caused 19 songs to come out?
I know, right? So, I mean, I'm a Virgo, and I'm always in a different mood. Like, it's like, I don't want to say, I feel different all the time. Like, you know, I'm a woman. I have my ways. I feel it by myself. And I don't have an album that's, it's a dope variety on it. Like, people used to tell me that all the time about my pictures. They'd be like, yo, every picture you look different. I feel like they're probably going to say the same thing about my album. Because it's definitely a reflection. And I try, and the reason why I just enjoyed working with George and Millie up and like, because it's no standards. Like, there's no cap. Whatever I feel, the beat, if I like it and I write something dope to it, that's what I'm doing. I do a video if I vibe to it. And we make it work. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I enjoy the most about it. I'm able to be so creative and try things like outside of my element that may not work, but it's like, you know, I get that part out. I get to take parts of that from that. Sometimes I feel realize that I didn't even know I was capable of doing certain things, not being trapped in a box. So I feel like that's, you know, that's the main part about it, because I have so many different, I like to dance. I also like to chill. You know what I'm saying?
A variety, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
This is K100 Radio, for real. No, seriously.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
That's our Red Line interview. We rock it out with Kenise Taylor. Welcome to the show again. And so it kind of expounded on what you were talking about. It's kind of crazy because, you know, when people do music and they do it a certain kind of way and they stay in a box, and then they pull a move like Beyonce. She comes out and drops an album that's mostly house. People sometimes get a taken back, like, whoa, where did she come with that? Because she normally does this kind of music or whatever. Now, of course, establishing a signature sound may or may not, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, having a variety, at least they know off the top, okay, when we get her projects from now on, we don't know what the hell we getting here. We just hit play and find out what the hell's going to happen.
Pretty much. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like I'm so ready and hungry for it that I'm really okay with just being able to be my authentic self. Like, I'm at a place in my life where I know the path that I'm headed on is so dope. Like, it's things that are, like, coming into fruition. It's like things that I've actually kind of manifested. And I was like, I've never been a person like manifestation and all that. You know what I mean? But I'm like, oh my God. I'm just watching the universe and God do his thing, and I just keep trying to do everything that I'm doing like the right way And like I said, the team I work with is so dope. We've lost some people, like Caroline George's brother, actually, you know what I'm saying, like was in an accident. I happened to get him on a track of mine. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
And the way things are progressing and things are going from there, it's like we take these tragedies and things, and it's hurtful, but it's like a motivation in a sense, because it's like we don't want anything to be done for nothing, and we're going to keep trying. Like, we're seeing things open up and doors that are opening up, but as I see now, it's because I am taking myself serious, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, you know, really too concerned with what people say and think, not saying in a negative way, you know, because I'm always good on how to be better, but I'm just, as far as me doing my thing, like, I'm excited about it.
Right. That's what, and that's
I'm excited
that.
About it.
you're supposed to be. Listen, especially when you work that hard for something and it takes and it's a slow grind. Speaking of the grind, let's just talk about some of the difficulties of getting this together. Like, give me like one or two of the main hurdles outside of the obvious. Like, everybody knows, okay, the hard part of being an independent artist, you know, is having the money to get the stuff done. Obviously, you know that one. That's the number one, right?
Yeah.
Get studio time, paying for everything. Yeah. Beyond that, beyond just obviously the marketing budget that you're going to need as an independent to try to really make an impact, give me some of the difficulties that you faced while you were in this project.
A lot of it, I'll be honest, a lot of it is mental. Oh, my God. I finally got out my head. I've got to be honest. Like, it's so easy to self-sabotage yourself, like, mentally, like, I don't know what it is, and it's hard, like, when you're a person that likes to do so many things, and you're good at, you know, not taking away from anything, but some people know what they got, and they do it, and they go, you know what I'm saying, but sometimes
right.
You're just talented at a few different things, and you're like, oh, this is, you know, you don't know how to navigate it, and what I started doing was, like, Panisha, not a dummy, like, I started researching and reading, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so now, like, I had to get a board together, like, a business. So I'm like, I'm training, you know, I train, like, people. I'm like, I have to do this with my own self as a business. So I literally took, like, a board, like, you know, dry, like, I literally broke my entire, what I'm trying to do down. And I started tackling those things. And it's crazy, like, once your brain is an amazing thing. And because if you don't really do, like, for me, if I didn't do that, I didn't really see it being done, so I felt like I wasn't going anywhere. And that's
right,
a crazy
right.
place to be in. Like, but when you put a project up and you really plan it out and look at it and start Xing stuff off, like me, I'm a visual person, it's like, oh, my God. And then next thing you know, you're so far ahead. I'm like, I got all my videos done. Like, I got all
right.
these songs done. I got stuff lined up. Like, I got things that are, you know, supposed to be working on. Like, people don't even understand what I have in store. You know, long as God willing and I keep, you know, breath in my body, this is going to be crazy. And I'm so excited about it. But, yeah, I really had, you have to, sometimes you got to break down your thoughts. Like, the same way you would if you're a business, a restaurant owner. Like, you have to look at your stuff like that. If you don't have the money, because if you have the money, somebody else can do that for you. You don't see behind the scenes. They're literally breaking you down.
Right, exactly.
She needs this color with this and this, and then we're going to talk to this person over here. And then she has to have this. You know, you don't see that. All you know is you just popping up places, you're doing what you're supposed to do. But like you said, if you don't have the money, you literally have to be that business person that you would hire, unfortunately, and you could do that by just getting some books, maybe take a class, like, I don't know. And you can't rush things, too. Like, it's a, like, Nipsey Hussle, it's definitely a marathon, like, and I had to realize that, too. Like, I kept looking at accomplishments as they happen, not as a whole. So then when I started looking at everything I had done as a, like, a person as a whole, I'm like, okay, cool, because I couldn't do all this in 1 year of my life, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody, I mean, and listen, that's the whole thing. That's the thing that everybody doesn't understand, of course. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about, like, general public. Like people who are not actually involved in music and don't create music not on any scale whatsoever, they just don't grasp sometimes when the first time they heard that record, that shit was done 3-4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? They don't get the time that goes into. Even with a major artist can sit on a song for 3, 4, 5 years. You know what I'm saying? And then drop it, and you're like, oh, this is the new hot shit, and they're like, I did that shit 3-4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right.
Yeah. So when you're an indie, it's magnified as an indie because you're it's more difficult because when you're an indie, you're doing it, and then you just kind of sort of like you said, second guessing yourself because you're like, okay, that song feels old because I did it. I want to do something new because I'm watching all these other people out here drop stuff, but you still haven't marketed the other stuff yet, and so artists often get caught up in sitting songs to the side that should have been released and never did get released. I am a witness, a living person that did it, an artist myself. I did it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a struggle. It really is. It's really hard to kind of juggle it all and keep it straight. But I do like what you said about being a business because that's it. You are a walking business and a brand, and plus you're modeling. So it's like when you're a model and, you know, an artist, it's like you're a walking billboard 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the pressure of that? How does that work? When you're a model, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. Did you really wake up like that? Like, you got to be fly all the time. You know what I'm saying? You're a model. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right? My lashes are popping right now. I'm feeling it. I was ready. I was like, yo, is this going to be a live interview? And she was like, no. I was like, oh. But that's cool because I'm going to get some cute pictures. I can't waste it. But, yeah, it is. It is, but it's like... It's only because I'm trying to juggle so much and do so much of my own hoping that, of course, if I get an artist, I get to a place where, you know, I can release some of these things. But, yeah, and also, like, me too, like, I, you know, went viral a few times on TikTok. I'm an influencer, so times are changing, too. Like, people want to see the raw you sometimes. They want to see, you know, and like you see, if you go to my TikTok, you see no makeup, no, you know, just me. Like, it's just... It depends on the circumstance. Like, I'm, you know, I'm not going to go, you know, be somewhere like, you know, but I'm going to try to look cute everywhere I go.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. Like, I'm just trying to, I'm going to have a market for me. I see so many comments of girls, like young girls and girls are like, you know, these are who, you know, these girls are perfect all the time. And I'm like, oh my God. But I understand why, because the blueprint says that that's, that makes money. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you to try to come and change something? Because you want some money, or you want to be, you know, you want to be a martyr, or you want some money.
What, one of the two. I want to talk real quick about TikTok. Let's talk about TikTok real quick, and we'll get into the music. You know, because you said you're an influencer, and people, like, at this particular point, people throw influence around like rappers. Like, are you a rapper, nigga, or are you just a nigga who, like, be with your homeboys in the studio doing some shit? Like, oh, are you really an influencer? Like, what are you really influencing? How, like, when you say something, what happens? What moves? You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about, you know, being on TikTok and, you know, the way TikTok has also changed the industry because, like, as it stands right now, you could literally get a record deal because of a viral clip on TikTok. That's, we've seen it happen a couple of times over at this point. One little clip, one person is stupid with your song in the background, and all of a sudden, everybody knows your song, and then next year, you're signed to CMG or whatever. Not calling me names.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
That's pretty much it. Like, that's definitely it. And that's like, to me, I never knew what video. TikTok is just crazy. Like, I felt like, I felt the first video that I went viral on, it was just a viral sound I used. You know what I'm saying? I was just being funny. And I would have never thought it when it went viral. But when I did it, I was like, yo, this shit hilarious to myself. Like, you guys just go check it out. You'll see. I have a pen. But yeah, you're right. So, and that's exactly why, and I have so much music. Like, that's one thing, too. I'm like, I want to use my own music, like, because there's a few things I've done. I'm like, yeah, I could be doing this to my own shit, man. Excuse me. I could be doing this to my own music and trying to work some stuff out. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I feel you.
Right.
That's exactly, and that's why I said you have to business yourself. Like, I was doing everything. Like, I was trying to dance, doing dancing, anything that I felt like I was good at, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, and it'll do good. So it's like, okay, I'm going to do that. But then it's like, what's the long run? What's the end game here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
what are you putting on that energy to that? Are you going to market it? Are you going to start a hair line? What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? So you have to come to, like, a realization of what it is, and I looked at it because all of my resources, like, I have the resources outweighed anything else I could have possibly done. Like, the support and the resources and the music is what helped me. And I'm like, okay, I can do these same dances, make up these same moves, be funny, and do all the same stuff with all of my content. You know what I'm saying? So I get
right.
it. That's the goal. That's the goal. And the goal is that, and, you know, like licensing and things like that. Like, then when I have my music, then I can start, like, and when I say influencer, that means people send me stuff. Like, I got a hair bow thing I need to do right now. Like, people will send you stuff just to do and pay you, you know, you have your cards and everything set up, and they'll just, you know, just to advertise their product. Sometimes they ask you to post it onto your fan base, or sometimes they ask you to record it and send it straight to them, and, you know, they use it for whatever they want to use it for. So that's what it is. Most of the stuff that I get is mostly doing my hair, because I have like a fro. It's really curly. So a lot of people send me hair products up to kind of promote and be, you know, to show off, or to, you know, to do like, you know, little like commercials and stuff with. But it's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's the same thing that people did a long time ago, except, like you said, they just look at the smaller, you know. It's a good time for people like myself, because I don't have that. I'm not that big. So all these smaller brands, they've done all the math and the statistics and the work to see that the people who bring in the most money are the people who have, like, who don't have a lot, a really, really big following.
Right. So, they're still at that level where they're, well, it's still really an organic following, and then people haven't gotten to the point where they automatically believe, oh, she was paid to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you
know, right.
There's a line that every influencer crosses to where people are like, whatever. She got paid for that. Nobody's believing it. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Like, you know,
you're right.
It's funny. It's tricky.
Yeah, people right? me like, they literally, yeah, they DM me like, Denise, what's up with that store you just had, that fitness stuff? And I tell them about it. They say, you know, I make a sale. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
do that when you get to a certain, certain
right.
level.
Well, to a certain level, you're not even going to answer those inboxes or answer those, you know, that's the point. And then all of a sudden, it's like you're influencing the
right.
room, because, you know, you never really respond. And then now you got a blue check by your name on Instagram, and everybody's like, oh,
right.
now you're, you know, yeah, all that shit. Okay,
very.
By the way, you don't have to apologize for cussing on K100.
Oh,
is what
no,
the fuck
you
good.
I know, sorry. K100. I got blue. K100.
We ain't changed. We ain't changed.
Right.
All right. So it's time to get into the music, ladies and gentlemen. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio.
We're rocking out with Denise Taylor right now. You know the drill.
K100, you bad one.
All right. And so time for us to get into the music. You know, one of the main points of obviously, while we're interviewing music artists. All right. So, Denise, we're gonna drop this single. All right. Something special. For y'all guys that are watching on the visual, for y'all guys that are watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Did I miss anything? I think I got them all. For all you guys, you'll be able to watch the video, and then everybody's listening on K100Radio.com or our mobile app. You guys will, of course, hear the music without the visual, but still. All right, so we've got this song and video coming up with Kenise, and I want her to tell us about it so we can go ahead and drop it the right way. What are we getting into with something special?
Hey, somebody special. This is my single, produced by Karam Singh, and I think it's a song for everybody to vibe to, everybody to relate to, and I don't know, maybe get a little booty on the floor, I don't know, but it's a good writing song, and I love it to death, but I hope you guys love it too.
All right, check it out. This is Kenise Taylor's new single, man. Y'all rock with us, man. If you like it, please make sure you rock with the artist, show us some love and support. Go find them on YouTube, subscribe. Download the music. Follow them on social media. Show us some love. Tell them you checked them out on K100 Radio. Let's just join out. Let's go.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
Radio, that was Denise Taylor. Yeah, you know the drill.
K100, you bastard.
Let me bring her back on the line. Now that one was a vibe. That was the main single, right? That's the lead off single, right, Denise?
Yes, it is. Thank
all right,
you.
That one was dope. I like that one. So you know, I know you told me earlier, and we, you know, it was 30 minutes goes by real quick when you do these interviews. Our time is almost up. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That
okay.
But, I know you told me earlier that, you know, you really didn't have a vein that you was going to be in with the music, right? You told me it was kind of, you know, 19 songs. You kind of wanted to give them a little bit of everything. But what are you
– right.
As what kind of artist are you – you're gonna, your answer is going to be, first of all, first two-part question. Your answer is going to be R&B artist. Correct, right? An R&B artist. That's what you're going to say, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you feel right now about, like, the state of R&B? R&B, to me, is still here, but, of course – it's changed. It's really not a lot of R&B that does real crazy wild numbers anymore. That's about real love anymore. It's like with R&B, you got to be cheating. You got to be, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All this other, you know, drama, madness. That's the R&B that really,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, making a song, you know what I'm saying, that's got a core message of love in it, it doesn't work as much anymore. But what do you say
right.
about that? Being an R&B artist, and then you're independent, so you kind of you're trying to make something that matches. Not
I don't.
Going,
I keep.
But,
I'm going against,
you know,
everything.
Right. Real quick, just give us a little.
Intentionally
too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get exactly what you're saying, and only reason I can't. Only thing I can say about that is the music I'm not making. I'm not making music like that because that's not my experience. I don't know if people that are in love, that are, you know, that love their loved ones, that want to hear that kind of music. So I'm going to make the music I don't want to hear, but I'm going to want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking away from anybody who goes through heartbreak, who, you know, like, let's say F and F. Like, I mean,
yeah.
It's a market. It's a market for everything. And I can't make the music that I want to make trying to fit in with what the trend is or what is out right now or what's popping right now. Because I don't have to be a gazillionaire off of music. I really don't. I really just want to do what I'm going to do. Like, I still have other things in mind. Like, I want to do move. Like, I still, there's a lot of things I want to do with my music, music being the main source of everything. But I can't be mad because I'll be jamming to the music. Like, it's good. Like, they, I mean, these girls are They giving these
right.
men that work these lyrics bars, man. They killing them. I can't be mad. And it's dope. And then they make music that you want to dance to. Then they pop in the strip club talking junk. Like, I mean, you can't deny it. It's still, you know, still a woman going through things. And that's what I always say. Like, I can only, and that's like my album, Melanation 143. Like, you know, shout out to, you know, don't take away from anybody else, but I can only sing and experience and write about what I go through as a woman of color in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? So that's what you're going to hear. And hopefully if you're, you know, I'm sure it's women out there that are going through this too. It may not be the majority of them, but maybe it will help them. Maybe they'll come over to the...
to the married life, to the in love, to the being happy with your guy, and you know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know what I'm saying? I guess you are literally fuck nigga free. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it might be nice to literally actually realistically be that instead of just making a song about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right. So I got to get ready to wrap it up, man. I know, you know, 30 minutes ago, so quick we do these interviews. You know what I'm saying? I got one last question.
Yes.
One last question. And this is for archival. You know what I'm saying? Just for me to pull this up. This one.
Oh, God.
It is. I'm just saying. I'm making sure I ask this particular question so I can pull up later on. You know what I'm saying? You guys, you are working hand in hand with your spouse with this project. You know what I'm saying? With your career. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
We definitely don't see that a lot. We see Jay-Z and Beyonce, and we see that, and we can't only count like on our one hand how often we've actually seen that. That's why it was so special to us, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give me your real quick answer about some of the difficulties and good parts about actually working with your spouse hand in hand in your music career, because you've got Jay-Z and Beyonce's, and then all of a sudden you've got oh shit, Mary J and her husband was their manager. That didn't turn out good. You know what I'm saying? Some people may feel like, oh, that's a huge mistake. You know, everybody's gonna have an opinion about it. Give me an answer real quick.
Yeah. You just have to. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give up on my relationship. It's like I'm not gonna give up on what we're trying to do together. Like I made a vow to do what I said I was gonna do in my relationship, so I'm gonna do that. And we both made a vow to each other what we're gonna try to build for our son. So it's kind of bigger than us. Like yeah, we get into it because I'm sensitive. He's sensitive. He's a Gemini, so he's bipolar. And I learned to, like, not take things to heart because I've learned to not take things to heart because it's not coming from a bad place. Like, and then I know that, you know, he's from the street. Like, he not know, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, a lot of times we have to build each other's confidence, even though we're very strong, confident people. And we look at the bigger picture. Like, we look at the bigger picture. Like, we don't let anything get in the way of the bigger picture because that's what takes you down. Like, you have to keep going.
Right.
So that's
right.
All I can say about that. It's hard. It will put your relationship in jeopardy. It's stressful. So if it's, you want to just, you know, just live a healthy life, go to work, and come home, I understand it. Like, it's definitely a struggle, but it's so amazing when we see the things. Like I said, we go through things, and then the benefit finally comes, and we're like, oh, my God. Like, it outweighs all the... We start to enjoy the bad times kind of now, like the struggle when things are low because we know why they're the way they are. But I'm just blessed to have somebody like that, to be honest. I mean, for black, you know, God, just like I said, things are just happening, and we weren't always like this. Like in the beginning of the relationship, it was harder. Like after we became a couple and married officially, it just kind of changed and took off from there. And I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm favored by the gods. So.
Right. I like the answer. No, I like it.
I feel like the decisions I made and I stuck with them helped me get here, and him too, you know. So that's all. That's all I can say about that. I don't want to keep talking.
All right. I got you. Good answer. I like it. Before we get ready to go, and I'm gonna end the show with this Love Grow, Kenise Taylor featuring Carolina George.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to rock out. But before we go, one more time, give them all your social media information where they can find you.
Facts. You could go KeniseTaylor.com, KENISE, Taylor, TAYLOR, .com. You can find me at Kenise's Way, KENISESRWAY. And that's my IG and my TikTok. Just Google me. You can literally Google me or go to MillieUp.com. I'm all over the internet, so just click Kenise Taylor in the Google and just click and you'll find me.
And that's how we're going to rock out. All right, Kenise, it was good talking to you. Congratulations on finally wrapping this thing up. Congratulations on everything that you guys got going on over there, Amelia. Shout out to my guy, Carolina George. We know we rock with him over there. He's been rocking with us for a long time, and he's good people, and so are you. You keep grinding, you keep pushing, all right?
Thank you.
And we're going to end the show right now. This is Love Grow featuring Carolina George, Kenise Taylor. This is K1's Radio. Hit that subscribe button. Follow us on that podcast on Spotify. All that good stuff. You know the drill. Hit us up. Tomorrow, Illa Kill. Be there.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
You told your homies that you never love me. Now you tell them that you never leave me. Glad that you can see your life without me. Cause you never met nobody like me. Always saying you don't give a fuck, so focus on your money, that's what's up, so hustling, getting it out the mud, so I'm helping you build, watching the love grow. Give me all you got, give me all you got. Ooh, I don't see nobody else but you. No one makes me feel the way you do. Ooh, no matter the love, you know I got it. No matter the time, you're on my mind. Whatever it is, I can't explain it. Just know that I need it. Oh, tell me, baby, won't you give me what you got? I want you now or later. You're my favorite flavor. Let a hater say it. Then we'll take it later. In the day, you're gonna be a little hater. Hate motion, they were you. Nah, I tell them keep that same energy when they see you in me. You the one that blame. Cause you told your homies that you never love me. Now you tell them that you never leave me. Said that you can see your life without me. Cause you never met nobody like me. Always saying you don't give a fuck, so focus on your money, that's what's up, so hustling, getting it out the mud, so I'm helping you build, watching the love grow.
Let me explain, yeah, I told him that. But see, it was only because of the way we met. No disrespect, back then I was just a hooligan. But shorty, you done showed me different ways of doing shit. We building this thing that I ain't never seen before. I mean, I'm talking to the team about us getting legal dope. Yo, Keto, El Dinero, they don't understand that. Pedal to the metal on my way to where them bands at. Haters gotta hate, cause when they see us, they see greatness. Do my boo, I do it for the family that we making. And the next generation, who gon' share that name too? I'm talking legacy, a different pedigree when I'm with you. See, I'm mature. Niggas my age can't say that. It's cause of you and women your age can't claim that. You asked me where your ring at, so I went and caught that. We a power couple, girl, it can't nobody count that.
You never love me. Now you tell them that you never leave me. Said that you can't see your life without me. Cause you never met nobody like me. Always saying you don't give a fuck, so focus on your money, that's what's up, so hustling, getting it out the mud, so I'm helping you build, watching the love grow. You told your homies that you never love me.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Do you want that old thing back, like songs by Outkast, 3-6 Mafia, and UGK? Then tune in to the Down and the Dirty Mix Show with J Prez and DJ T Diz on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on the award-winning K100 Radio.
Oh, you got plans, you got plans, don't say that,
shut your trap.
I'm sipping wine,
in a row,
I look too good,
look too good
to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should